Hey, what's up there, Spaceship Earth, Star Fam, Star Tribe? Thank you for watching the video and tuning in. So today we're going to talk about the QAnon, the phenomenon called Q, and what it's really about. I'm going to give you my personal opinion, my download on what I think is going on. Don't forget to check out quantumcollective.world. We now got some amazing grains and starseed ascension supplements to help you get through the craziness of what's going on. So Q, I heard about, I don't know, a few years ago about Q and the messages and the information is leaking out. A lot of times people are saying, oh, it's good because he's putting out information about what they're doing to the children, and they're putting out information about what's going on with the elites and Epstein Island, and they're dropping all these hints and codes, and it's like this amazing white hats that are underground doing it. So to me, I'm always looking at things like from the streets, common sense, right? Put my thinking hat on. I'm like, well, if the government wants to flag people that are supportive of rising up, that are supportive of putting them in jail, are supportive of possibly doing something one day to stop their great plan of what they're doing, then Q is a great psyop to tag all those people. All the time people watch the Q videos or follow the posts, these computers are flagging everything. They're probably tracking all of you. And let's be honest, they don't care, the elites, if you know what they do to children. They don't care if you know about the sacrificing. They don't care if you know about the drinking, you know what? They don't care. And this is why they don't care, is because back in the day, say a couple hundred years ago, 1,000 years ago, these, you know what, drinking people that are controlled by dark demonic entities, negative aliens, ET, reptilians, right? They don't care if you know who they are and what they do. They feed off fear. That's what they love. They love fear. Now, maybe the last 50, 100 years, they've hit it very well because they learned that they don't even have to show that in public to have people fear them. They create other ways, other means to fear, like fear of paying your taxes and fear of dying. And other fears that they've programmed us since birth. So common sense to me, psyop since day one. Never trust the Q, because I know that these people, these demonic Satan worshiping entities, they don't care if you know who they really are. I mean, look at Jay-Z walking around a few weeks ago in the LA daytime party he did with a glass of you know what, red syrup around. You know what that's filled with. Look what's going on with the hip hop. Who's going on the videos and the TV? They're coming out like this at the Super Bowl. So if they're doing this at the Super Bowl and you think Q is real, you are mistaken. It's just like the Nazara and Jazara and RV. You think like they're gonna let you get blood money, you're gonna turn it in, you're gonna build new earth with this blood money. That's not it. Building new earth is from within. Think from your heart. You're not gonna get this funny money. It's the same thing with Q. There's no underground white hats. I saw a video too, like a couple years ago, where this lady's like, ah, I have a great announcement to make. They saved 50,000 children. They saved the children. I've never seen a video of the children. I've never seen one picture of the children. Where all these children go? And really, the numbers are way higher than that. It's about 800,000 to 1 million children in the US go missing every year. Search that one out. And again, check everything I say. I've done a lot of homework and research over the years. So Q, the QAnon tied to Trump, all of this is psyop. It's probably tagging everybody. It's probably just figuring out who would rise up against the government. And it's just creating more fear, which they thrive off of. They energetically thrive off the fear. So again, they don't care if you know that they do know you know what to children. They don't care. So the people that are the Q followers that they've now tied to Trump, again, tagging them. And now Trump is, this like the deep state, CIA, the FBI, they're clocking all of this. You don't think that they're dropping little hints and little things in videos and this and that and little things to make you think like, oh, Q said that 5 years ago. How did they know on this date that Q said it, that this was going to happen? How did this know about the banks? How did Q know this? It's because it's most likely the deep state themselves running this operation. Okay? They're the ones that are running it. Now, Also, I go with my gut instinct. My gut instinct from day one was never to believe that Q thing. You go with yours, you know, but think about it from like street smart level. If you were trying to, you know, run the population, you were trying to be like the cartel gangsters and you were trying to, you know, run things, like you would create some artificial story and some programming like that. Why not? Because there's nothing else out there. Same thing with Anonymous. And you know, over the years, I have met some people and hackers that, you know, said they were from Anonymous. And then you also have the Anonymous that probably is also run by the government. You got to remember, these people are really, really smart that run this stuff, run their shell. They're super, super smart. And then negative aliens also that are running the planet, that are really controlling the humans, the Bilderbergs, they're super smart too. They've got all this stuff figured out. You have to go within your heart. That's the only way to discern information. Go within your heart, go within. And know that the answers lie within. That's what I did about Q, and that's what I suggest you do as well. Love y'all. Jonah Bold out.